Jacka News, you need to know now.
It's 3 o'clock.
Pretoria and Johannesburg 21. Rustenburg 23.
Big issues on the N1 at the moment. N1 South, there's been a crash after the ramp from Winnie Mandela Drive. N1 South, there's been another crash after the ramp from the N1 South. And we've got a crash on the N1 South after Mullibongwe Drive.
We start in the Western Cape, where a community-led search in Paarl has uncovered a buried female body. A shoe found in the woods led to the discovery. According to police, DNA tests are underway to confirm if it's 16-year-old Chanel Plykes, who's been missing since Wednesday last week. Reports indicate that her mother delayed reporting her missing, assuming she would return. Back in Gauteng, and it's our big news story this afternoon, police have arrested two government officials for extortion and kidnapping in Pretoria. The suspects are a Home Affairs official and Gauteng traffic officer. It's understood they allegedly extorted a foreign national in February this year. Here's Gauteng Deputy Police Commissioner Mbuso Kumalo.
The victim was at home and she was approached by 6 males and 1 female. She was taken to the police station in Pretoria West that she is not supposed to be in the country. She was later detained. When they arrived to the house, they introduced themselves as SAPS police officials.
South Africa's economic outlook has taken a knock, with National Treasury slashing its 2025 GDP growth forecast from 1.9 to 1.4%. Gauteng Finance MEC Lebohang Maile says the province's economic performance reflects the national slowdown, with real growth in 2024 sitting at just 0.8%.
The National Treasury has downgraded these projections of the real gross domestic product from 1.9% to 1.4% due to adverse domestic and global developments. The global economy is likely to provide less than ideal demand for South African exports, while it has largely stabilized at a relatively low growth rate. South Africa's economic performance remained fragile in 2024.
Maile officially tabled the provincial budget today.
The remaining municipalities tabled unfunded budgets, which is a serious concern. We have stated repeatedly that fiscal discipline requires that municipalities maintain fiscal positions that are consistent with macroeconomic stability and sustained economic growth.
The NPA intends to appeal the Free State High Court's decision to acquit Morari Tsholota. The court ruled that Ace Magashule's former personal assistant's extradition from the US was unlawful and said it lacked jurisdiction in the asbestos case. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. And we're in the Northwest, where Mahikeng Mayor Tshepiso Mabelo has remembered the late Oscar-winning actor Presley Shenhwanghai as an inspiration to the youth of Northwest. He passed away last Tuesday and got big international break after starring in the 2005 Tsotsi film. A special memorial service was held for him today.
It was during the time that we as youngsters growing up in Mahikeng had hope for a better life, because our dusty streets produced an international movie star like Tsotsi. For us as youngsters, this provided hope. We had believed that challenges in our backgrounds could be overcome. We knew through their rise to stardom that we too will be called for greatness.
I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
Hey, where do you think you're going? Hold on. What tea is the hardest to swallow? What tea is the hardest to swallow?
Green tea.
Nope. Given that you've just delivered us the news, I will tell you that the answer is, which tea is the hardest to swallow? Reality. Dougie says, lack it on fander. Chanel back with us tomorrow for the Hump Day edition here on Jacaranda FM. Yay, we're talking about whales tomorrow. What's humpback in it? Just shut up and play the songs, dude. Come on.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.